Okay, Boker Tov, starting Areisa, Psachim, Daf Beis, Shkaichian to Rav Ami and Rav Dan Samoji, Dr. Dan Samoji for inspiring us to start this. Mesechta Psachim is an interesting name as compared to Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, those are all Lashon Yachad. Psachim is plural, Psachim. Why is Psachim called Psachim plural? So there's actually a beautiful Me'iri breaks down that the Mesechta is Perek Aleph to Dalet through Dalet. Perek 1 through Perek 4 speaks about chametz, oni chametz, getting rid of chametz, bedikas chametz, right, eating chametz. Prakim 5 through 9 speak about Karban Pesach and other kachim in Yanim. Actually, the yeshivas in Brisk, they'll actually take a detour from kachim and learn Tamanishka, they'll learn like the 5 prakim from the 5th Perek through the 9th Perek in Psachim, not always, but some achzerim. And then Perek 10, famously, Avir Psachim goes back to Leil Seder. It goes back to discuss Leil Seder. So really, this...
Yoni, you're muted.
I'm muted. Sorry.
You're muted.
Could you hear me now? Means that really, it was two Psachim. They actually used to call it Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Mesechta's Psachim 1 was Prakim 1 through 4 and what we call Perek 10. Perek Yud, and Psachim 2 was Perek 5 through 9. It was two separate Psachim. The Tesis Yantav also brings this exact same teretz, that the reason why it's called Psachim is because we combined two kind of Mesechta's Psachim together. Tesis Yantav was a separate, more simple teretz, is we have two current Pesachs. It's Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, so it's called Psachim, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, Yuma, Sukkah, which are singular, Psachim as a plural Lashon. Now we call it the Yantav, we call it Pesach. We call it Pesach. What does the Torah call it? Primarily, Chagamatzis. We call it Pesach. The Torah primarily calls it Chagamatzis. When the Torah refers to Pesach, it actually refers to Erev Pesach. Typically, the day of Pesach is Erev Pesach. So when you bring the Karban Pesach, that's the Torah's reference. The Torah, when it refers to the Yom Tov of Pesach, typically refers to it as Chagamatzis. The question is, why do you refer to it differently? We'll speak maybe more tomorrow about the significance of the Torah calling it Erev Pesach, Yom Tov of Pesach. But the Tesis Chadashim brings two answers. Why do we call it Pesach? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chagamatzis. So the first answer is based on Rashi in last week's parasha. Rashi in Beleska discusses, when he's going over there about the Eimukta Mukhmet Torah, Rashi over there elaborates that when the Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, they brought Karban Pesach how many times? Once. They only brought Karban Pesach once, and the rest of the time, they didn't bring a Karban Pesach until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Says Tes Chadashim B'chiddush, since during the Midbar, during the time of the Torah, they weren't actually bringing Karban Pesach, it would be a good night to keep referring to it as Pesach, because they weren't actually reading the Karban Pesach, and to keep referring to it as Pesach. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, keeps referring to it as Chagamatzis. Now, once he got into Eretz Yisrael, which is after the Torah, once he got into Eretz Yisrael, we switched the name back to Karban Pesach, because we brought the Karban, unfortunately we don't have the base of English anymore now either, but they brought the Karban Pesach regularly for hundreds of years, and therefore the term went back to being called Pesach. That's the Tesis Chadashim's first answer. What we call Pesach, whereas the Torah calls Chagamatzis. Then he brings a second answer, which is famously quoted also, same idea by Reb Lev Yitzchak Beditchavel, which is Ani L'Doidiv Doidi Li, we love Hashem, Hashem loves us. Hashem refers to it as Chagamatzis. Why? Because he's remembering that we ran out of Mitzrayim, we didn't have even food L'Derech, we had raw dough, and we ran out, didn't have a chance to rise, and we ran out, and it became Matzah, because we were so trusting in Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering our dedication, so to speak, our belief in Hashem, to run out, even without provisions of their own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we praise Hashem that he was Pasach, he passed over our houses, and didn't do Makkah to us, he did Makkah to Mitzrayim. So we're praising Hashem, so to speak, and he's praising us. That's what we call Pesach. He calls Chagamatzis. What's a nafkamina l'maisa? What's a big nafkamina in this? Says the Chachuki Chemed, Reb Zilberstein. This is Reb Yashiv Zatzal's son-in-law, famous farm, being that Allah l'maisa on the different Gemaras. He says, what if a person, instead of saying Chagamatzis and Shemen Esrei, what if he says Chagapesach Hazeh? Is it okay or not? Is he Yetzah his davening or not by saying Chagapesach instead of Chagamatzis? So, first the debate that we have in Gemara and Brachas, that we say, of course, that a person is Mishana from the Matbeah, Shetav HaChamim, Betfila, if Mishana Brachas or Betfila, in the Lashon the Chamim said, instituted, one's not Yetzah. But then he wants to suggest that no, that over here, since really both the Shainas aptly, they properly describe Pesach, it's just that we use, especially for Levi Yitzchak Malach, we just say Pesach to praise, so to speak, Hashem, and Hashem says, I'm sorry, yeah, to praise Hashem, and Hashem says, Chagamatzis to praise us, so therefore, Avadi B'Yitzah, and he quotes from his father, Rabbi Yashiv, that indeed, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that since B'nai Adam referred to Pesach as Pesach, that's how the Haman refers to it, certainly, if Shmoneh Esrei, if one says Chagah Pesach, instead of Chagamatzis, B'Dievet, he would be Yitzah. When he says Chagah Pesach, Shmoneh Esrei, by mistake, it would be valid in Shmoneh Esrei, and he wouldn't have to go back. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Let's start the Mishnah inside. Ur Lar Basar, the Ur of Ur Basar, which is going to be the key topic for the next blot and a half. What does Ur mean? Now, we, of course, we know, bottom line, we know what we do. Ur means the night of the 14th. We know by Jewish days, start from the night. So it means the night of the 14th. But Ar means light, which is going to be the whole topic of conversation of the Gemara. What does Ar mean? Does Ar, the Gemara, entertains the possibility that Ar means the day of the 14th? The light of the 14th mean the day of the 14th? Or does it mean somehow the night of the 14th, which is when we know what it ultimately means? But says the Mishnah, Ar Labasar, on the night of the 14th, we're just contacted with the outcome. We know the outcome already. On the night of the 14th, we check the Chametz La'Aranair with the light of a candle. Now, before we get into the further in the Mishnah, there's a beautiful drush from the Yisachar. Now, we don't speak of too much drush, but this is a unique one. He has a kevitz on Nisan. And his kevitz on Nisan, he writes that there's a deeper message over here, that the 14th is referring not just to the 14th day of the month, the 14th is referring to the person in his 14th year, bar mitzvah boy, person becomes bar mitzvah, the mechayev mitzvahs. Arul arbasar, it's the night of the 14th, he's entering his 14th year, he's now 13, he's now bar mitzvah, which is a shaila. Actually, some version that they have at Tzad, that maybe 13 should be the year before, but by the way, we go that 13 means when he's 13 years old, entering his 14th year. So when a person enters his 14th year, he becomes a mechayev mitzvahs now. What is his method to get rid of the chametz? What's the chametz? Chametz refers to, again, like the brachas, sar shab isa, the yetzer hara, that which makes us feel the importance of gashmias, of gaiva, of taiva. That's the represented by chametz, of course, sar shab isa. How is a person baidik the chametz? How does he get rid of the chametz? Now he's a gadol. He's mechayev mitzvah. Of course, this is not just when he's 13. This is for the rest of our lives. How does a person make sure to eradicate from himself the sar shabisa, the chametz, the taivus, the gaivus? How does he get rid of it? With aide la'ar haner, with ar haner. What's the ar haner? Of course, right? Kiner mitzvah, the Torah ar. Kiner mitzvah, Torah ar. Ner is a mitzvah, Torah is ar. Like the Ma'isa, ayra v'simcha, ayra says Gemara Megillah, ayra zu Torah. The way a person gets rid of the sar shabisa, the chametz in his life, the taiva, the gaiva, how does he get rid of it? He gets rid of it through Torah, through the ar haner. Nice drush from the Bnei Yisrael. Says the Mishnah further. So the night of the 14th, we check the chametz, we do bdika for the ar haner. Actually, before we go further, second line of Rashi on the page, beitkin, we check the chametz. Why do we check for chametz? Says Rashi, shleyavar alav b'bayir b'yamatzah. Rashi says, you know what we check for chametz? We don't be able to lav the Torah. We know there's multiple lav, there's multiple mitzvahs in the Torah that got be chametz. If one eats, he's chayav karas, but there's also you're not allowed to possess it, b'yirah, b'yamatzah, can't possess it. There's a mitzvah, that's a negative commandment. You're not allowed to possess it. There's a positive commandment of tashbisu, to destroy the chametz. We have multiple mitzvahs in the Torah about not having chametz. Says Rashi, why are we doing bedika? To avoid the isser of b'yirah, b'yamatzah. So there's a Rashi. Ask Taisus, first Taisus, Taisus, Bam Kasha. We know there's a concept called bittul. We know you can be vatal the chametz. I'm mafkir the chametz. I'm vatal the chametz. If I'm vatal the chametz, I don't own it. The isser by chametz is if I possess it, if I own it, I'm chayiv if I own chametz on Pesach. If I'm vatal it, even if it's right here next to me, if I don't own it, I'm not over by matzah. And so he says, what I have to go through a strenuous big bedikah, which, by the way, many people, the bedikah they do is much more strenuous than it needs to be. If it's tiny amounts, if it's not kazayas, right? You say, within a car, there's actually a chumrah of a perslema, just quickly pointed out, within a house, different rooms, as long as you don't have a kazayas of chametz, you're okay. Tiny crumbs is not really a problem. But there is a chumrah that within a car is the status of a kli. And because the car is the status of a kli, perhaps, and therefore it's starf all the crumbs inside, is as far as to say that in a car it's more chumrah. Okay, but the point is, in general, we do, whatever level bedikah we do, even if we do kalacha and we don't do spring cleaning and get rid of every last tiny crumb, but we're makpid for bdika, it's a job, it's a chore. Says Tais, it's a simple etzah. Just be mivatel chametz. Why with a chamem instituting, there's a takanas chazal, to do bdika if you could just get rid of the chametz aide bitl? Answers Taisvis, you can read the Gemara coming up a couple of often now. Shema yimsa gluski yafer. Maybe you'll find a geshmaka cookie, geshmaka piece of cake. Maybe you'll find something that's enjoyable on yamtiv, and therefore when you may come to eat it. Taisvis actually discusses why over here was more of a concern over other surim, and the simple answer is, maybe we'll elaborate more on this tomorrow for more time, Taisus elaborates that chametz is mutter all year round. 347 days a year, 346 days, in Chutz Aretz a year, going with the Hebrew calendar, chametz is mutter. 8 days a year, chametz is asur. Something with most of the surim are asur all year round. This is something that's mutter every day, and 8 days becomes asur. We're much more scared that a person is laid badal in it, he's not used to separating from it, and he may come to ivory. So we're scared, shem yim sim gluski off, he may find a nice cookie cake, forget himself, and he may eat it. That's why we do bedikah. So Taisus argument, Rashi, bedikah is not because of Baal Yerubayim Matzah, that could be easily taken care of with just a bittel. The bedikah is because you may find a geshmaka cookie, geshmaka piece of cake, that is tasteless. The Ran defends Rashi. The Ran explains that, because really the Gemara says as far as Shem Yitzchak Gus Gafa. The Ran defends Rashi and says that that's what it means when it says Shem Yitzchak Gus Gafa. It means a couple of Malachim explain Rashi, but the Malachalis that fits with the Gemara later is that he's going to find Gus Gafa and he's going to retract on his bittel. Exactly. Very good, yes. He's going to retract on the bittel because he sees something geshmak, like, oh, no, this has status, I like it. He's going to retract on the bittel, and therefore it won't be a good bittel. So we're concerned to lose the bittel, it'll be everybody Rabbi Matzah, so we'd rather have a bedika to make sure that you don't come down in the first place. Explains the Stipler, gorgeous. What's the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos? Beautiful on this. There's a machlekes how bittel works. When you mevatel the chametz, how does bittel work? Am I being mevatel like hefker? I'm making a hefker, right? Or am I saying it's nothing to me? It has no value to me, and therefore it's like I don't own it, and I have no bailus over it. But am I making it like nothing? I'm being mevatlet. I'm nullifying it, which is the simple type of typical type of bittel. Or am I being mafker it? Says the Stipler, Tosfos holds that it's a hefker. If Tosfos holds a hefker, it's very geshmak. Once I'm mevatlet, I was mafker it. I may see a geshmak, a piece of cake. What are we concerned? I'm going to go be kind it. I see a geshmak case like wow, that looks good. But if I don't go do an act to be kind on Pesach, there's nothing to worry about by Rabbi Matzah. Therefore, Tosfos sticks that the only concern is you may come to eat it. Because if I'm mafker it, the only concern really is I may come to eat it. We're not really concerned I'm going to go buy chametz on the street. I'm not concerned I'm going to go be kind of the chametz that I already was mafker. Hefker requires a new kinyan. Until you kind it, again, it's not yours. According to Rashi, Stipler explains, it's bittel is a nullification. I'm saying it's worthless to me, it's garnished to me, therefore I don't own chametz. If I own something that has no value, I don't own it, it's nothing, right? I don't own chametz, it has no value. But if I go see it and looks like a geshmaka piece of cookie, a geshmaka piece of cake on Yom Tov, and it has value to me now, so I nullified the bittel. I could nullify my nullification. I don't have to be kainin again. It's not hefker. The reason why I wasn't over is because it had no status. I just gave it status by having in mind that it's chashiv. And therefore, according to Rashi, it has to be dafka, an issue of, there is a concern now of Ba'i Rabbi Matz itself, whereas according to Tosfos, it's just a concern, you may come to eat a beautiful hesber from the Stipler in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Any place where chametz isn't brought, ain't zarech bedikah, there's a big yisayin that people today aren't necessarily aware of. This gets back to what I was saying before about the difference between spring cleaning and actually cleaning for chametz. Places where you don't bring chametz, there's no need to clean at all. People, when they do bedikas chametz throughout their house, when they do the chametz cleaning for the weeks before Pesach, which is a beautiful thing, obviously, obligation, but when they do it, they often clean bases that are no shaykhs to bringing chametz. Says the Mishnah, there's absolutely no obligation. Uvma Amru, what's an example of this? Shtei shurish of martiv, or let me say better, with regard to what did the chum say, that you got to check the two shurish of the martiv. Says the Mishnah, Makash is Chametz. It's talking about a place where they brought Chametz, meaning there's different types of wine cellars. There's wine cellars where you store wine long term. You store barrels long term. You don't bring Chametz there at all, and therefore you have to check. Then there's the wine cellar that in the middle of the meal, when you run out of wine, you go to the wine cooler, you go to the wine cellar to get wine. Over there, you may have been holding a piece of challah. You went to get the wine, you dropped the challah on top of a barrel, and then you took another barrel. That's a problem. That's what you got to check. Says the Mishnah, what do you check when we talk about these two? What are these two shuras? Besham I remember shuras. I'll pick on Martiv. You check from two shuras, two rows on the entire face of the seller. The whole first two rows you have to check. The Gemara Daf Chesed explains exactly what the Machlokes Besham Beisila is, but we're just going to say the whole first two rows according to Besham and Beisila. Remember he says shuras akatzenus chain al yenis. The two outer rows, uppermost rows. So it's like the two highest rows and outermost rows. That's what you're checking. We'll see more about that in the Gemara Daf Ches. Just a beautiful diak in the Mishnah, which is a riot to what we said for the Maariv Chiyus many times in the past. The lush of the Mishnah is uvama amru. And with regard to what did they say? Who said what? We just started the Masechta. Who said anything about checking anywhere? Uvama amru. Ligabi, what they say? Sheisurus. Maariv Chiyus has yisayin that even though we have our Mishnayos, there were many other. It's not such a chiddush. It makes a lot of sense. There were many other forms of kind of like, I don't want to say Mishnayos or Braises, but forms of memris that were existed and Rebbe redacted and amalgamated the Mishnayos. But there were other forms that existed, and sometimes we could reference those other forms of Rit. I mean, listen, there was Torah Shabbat Peh, was given over Peh, but there's many other forms of these teachings, and we refer to some of the famous teaching that existed about that they're saying about checking the two shuras of the Martiv. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mayar. What's our? This is going to be the focus of conversation for the next plot and a half. It's actually take us on travels through many different places in Tanakh and Shas because we're going to try to prove what the word Ur means. So we have Machlekes. We say you check the Chametz, you check for Chametz, you baitkin the Ur Haner. What is Ur? Rav Huna Amar Nagi. Rav Huna says it means light. Ur means light. Like the simple light. Everyone agrees Ur means light. It's not a Machlekes. Everyone really agrees Ur means light. The question is, what does it mean in this context? Does it mean day or does it mean night? That's really going to be the point. So Rav Huna says it means light, which would mean day. You check the Chametz to light, meaning when you have day. Daylight. Rav Huna Yuda Amar Leili. No, it means night. Kasaka Daitach, the Mura thinks that Manda Amar Nagi, the one who says that it means light, that it means Nagi Mamish, it means literally light, it means daylight. You check in the Chametz daylight hours. Manda Amar Leili, the one who says night, it means Leili Mamish, really checking at night. The Havmin is that they each mean checking night or daytime, respectively. Now, the truth is, whenever the Gemara uses the Lashon of Kasaka Daitach, Tosfos points out, whenever we say Kasaka Daitach, it means it's what we think, but we're not going to stay that way. Ultimately, we're going to fall off that. This is what we think now in the Havmina, we're going to fall off it. Kasaka Daitach, by definition, means like a Havmina. Says Tosfos, but we're only falling off one. We're going to stick to the fact that you check at night, right? The Man D'Amar Laila is going to stick. The Man D'Amar of Yom, we think that when he says that Ur means means light, and we think it means day, that's what we're going to fall off of, but not going to fall off the other one. Obviously, we know what we do. Okay. Meisve. Says Gemara, now the Mezrach Rabbi Raya is back and forth to what the Taich of Ur is. Habayk Rav Anash Mishalachu, the biker was Ur, and the man Yesu sent out the brothers were sent off. Alma, Ar Yamamu. Isn't this very clear that Ur is day? Habayker Ur. Sounds like we're saying the morning is Ur. Isn't that a Raya that is like saying Habayker was day, daytime? So Ur means daytime. A Raya too, Rav Huna, that Ur means daytime. Mar says no. Miksiva Ur Biker. Would say Ur Biker, then we'd say you're correct. Habayker Ur Ksiv says the other way. So the morning was Ur. Kimadamar Tzafrana Nahar. It's like someone who says that the morning became light. This is a description. Again, we've pointed that before. Everyone agrees the word Ur also means light. Question is, are we saying over here the word light, or are we saying the word day or night? That's what the Mishael over here. So in this context of the Pasuk, it certainly means light. Like the famous idea of Yehudah Rav, who says, Tamar Yehudah Rav, La'ilam yikanas adam b'chitayiv v'yetz b'chitayiv. The person should always go out, he should come in b'chitayiv and go out b'chitayiv, meaning he should make sure while it's still light outside to come back into his house and make sure not to leave his house again till it's light in the morning. Dangerous to travel when it's dark outside at night. It's dangerous. Animals and dangerous from actually Rashi speaks to multiple pshatim. Rashi here and elsewhere, either animals or robbers or mazikim. Different pshatim. Why is dangerous to travel at night? Mazikim, animals, robbers. Okay, fine. But the point is, a person should travel by day, not travel at night. And that's the emphasis over here of Ur. What's the connection to Kitay, by the way, of course? Kitay, one of the first psukim in Sefer Bereishis, Vayar or Kadosh Baruch Hu, we saw the light was Kitay because it was good. So that's the idea that that we travel Dafka by Kitay. Okay, Meisve. Next riot. By the way, just to give a foreshadow what's going on over here on Daf Beis, we're only see Daf Beis and Aleph today, but on Daf Beis there's 11 riots. The Merit means 11 riots. On Aleph, I believe there's 4. If you go to the bottom line, I think it's the fifth. The second line of the page is the fifth riot. On Daf Beis and Aleph, there's gonna be 4/5 riots. We'll probably see less with tomorrow Mitzvah. And on Daf Beis and Beis is gonna be another 7. And then Daf Gimel is gonna be much more. It's a total of 16, 17. I think I forgot the exact number. 14, 15 riots in this discussion. Okay, riot number 2. Meisve. Like the Ur of the morning, the sun will shine. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Like the Ur of the morning, the sun will shine. The Mara says, Ur Yamamu. Doesn't it mean like the daylight morning? That's what we mean to say, like the daylight morning, like the day, the sun will shine. Ur Yamamu. The Mara says, no. Miksiv Ur Baiker. Does it say Ur Baiker? It says, Uki Ur Baiker. Like the light of the morning. Again, translating Ur back to the word light. And there's actually a deeper message here that what? Like the light of the morning in this world, that's similar. It'll be that similar. That's just a symbol of the light that will be for the tzaddikim in the world to come. It's just a symbol of what the tzaddikim are going to get for the world to come. But it's just a description, but we're not describing, we're not saying that Ur means day. Ur is the light of the morning. Meisve, again, another kasha, again, against Rebuda. Vayikra lekim l'ar yayim. It says in the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Ur day. It's pretty stark, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu called right in the beginning of Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Ur day. Alma, Ur Yamamu. Isn't that clear, right? That Ur is day? HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Ur day. It says, Gemara, HaKamar, the mayor. And this is a riot that, meaning, again, we know Ur the whole time means light. The question is this, would the word Ur also represent day? This is pretty clear. The pasuk is representing day. So this, the Gemara has to answer with a little bit, I don't want to say Deichik, but the Gemara has to answer, we don't mean that light is day, and Ur also references day. From the time that it's light and on, from when it gets light and on, that's called day. Gemara says, nice answer, but it doesn't stim with nighttime. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu called darkness night, doesn't mean from when it gets dark and on, he calls it night. It's not true. Night starts to get dark after Shkia, but till Tzitzit Chavim is not called nighttime. So you don't say from when it gets dark and on is nighttime. Only when it's dark is nighttime. So if you're teaching that Ur, light, means from when it gets light and on is morning, then the Chari have to teach dark the same way, and it doesn't stim. Ella Hachkamar Kari Rechman Lera Naira. Kadosh Baruch called out to the creation, called light. Upakte Amitzvah Sadiyama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to the light, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah light. Your job is to shine, is to do your thing by day. HaKadosh Baruch called out the Cheshech and says, he commanded him to run the night. What comes out is that it's pretty clear that this Gemara holds that Cheshech is the simple title, at least, is a creation also. It's a whole discussion whether darkness is just the absence of light or darkness is its own creation. Over here we're saying very clearly, I mean, we say it more than davening, right? Yetzer We see Bari Cheshach, pretty clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created darkness. Okay, but here as well, we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out to light and commanded it by day, on ruling the day, and called out to darkness. Sounds like this creation, entity of darkness, and commanded to rule the night. But the point is, we have a deflection. We have no clear raya that Ur itself means day, Ur means light. We have no raya to our Shaila, or no raya to our Funa, or against Rav Yehuda. Meisvei. Now he actually has a raya, bring a raya to Rav Yehuda against Rav Huna. Halu kol kochvei. We say in Halukas, Halu kol kochvei Ur. All the stars of Ur. Now, what's when the stars shine? Of course, at night. The Kaychei Ur should praise Hashem. Alma Ur Urtu. Isn't that right? That the stars of night should praise Hashem. Ur means nighttime. Hachkamar. Halu kol Kaychevim. Kaychevim hamirim. All the stars that give light. Again, the same type. The other way to defend Rav Huna. Now we deflected the right to Rav Huna with this. Now we'll defend Rav Huna with this. That the Ur over here means the stars of light should give praise to Hashem. The stars that give light, but not that it means the stars of night. El Miata. So is that the case? That Kaychevim hamirim. The stars that give light need to praise Hashem. Those stars that don't give off light don't need to praise Hashem. Aye, but it's in the same Aluka, the same capital Tillim. What does it say? Kol Tzvav. All of the Tzvav, all of the hosts should praise Hashem. That would mean say the stars that give light, say they don't give light. So what would it mean? The Taitch you're saying in the Pasuk of Halu Kol Kochvei Ur, meaning those that give light, would be limiting, would be a steer to later on in the same Pasuk, later on in the same capital. Ella Hakamashmo the Ur Kachav Nami Aru. Mer says you're right. Totally different idea. The chiddush over here is that the Ur of the stars, the Ur of the Kachavim, is also considered Ur L'may Nafkmina. Meaning, we'll go back to the first Taich. We're saying again that the stars have light. We're going back to our first reflection. The stars have light, but not that only the stars of light should praise Hashem. We're just saying that the stars of light is called light. That light has a status. It's called light. What's the nafkamina that's called light? The nafkamina, the noidim in ur. A person makes a neda not to benefit from the word from ur. He makes a neda. I'm not benefiting from the word from ur. So the tanya we look at brisa hanoidim in ur asub ur ba'iran shalshukachavim. One who makes a neder about not benefiting from light, he's usher in the light of the stars. Now, if you say the light of the stars is not called the light, he wouldn't be usher in that light. Now, the nafkamina that the pasuk calls it ur. Is that the light of the stars is called light? The one who makes the nether would be us in that light as well. The Taisa points out, we'll stop with this. Taisa just points out, what do you mean? We're talking about the Dharm. Whatever the guy had in mind, it is nether. That's what the nether is. The Dharm, halchar, halach, achalash, me'adam. The Dharm, we go based on me'adam. If the person had in mind that the light of the stars, of course it's included. If you didn't have a mind, it's not included. Why should be telling in a pasuk? Taisa's answer basically said that enachanami, 100%. If there's a clear terminology that people use, that is what defines Nedarim. Nedarim is defined based on what people's usage of the word, not based on the Torah. But in a case where it's unclear, we'll use the Torah as the litmus to define what the word means. We'll pause over here. Have a wonderful day.